Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman, who is chasing the ball. Verdon reaches third base with a triple. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verdon scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Verdon hits a line drive into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grote. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Altman reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Altman scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bob Will pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Verdun hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo bunts towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. one out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Altman is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is hit by the pitch. Rogers moves to second. Don Landrum pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball four. Banks scores. Rogers moves to third. Thacker moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Diomedes Olivo now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 4 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.